Elishua Chelek Aleph, Daf Pei Vav. This is the 10th chapter where we summarize what we've said over the past few chapters regarding mitzvahs. So, Sikum Pirkei Mitzvahs, the summary of all of these chapters. And it really is a summary. Bekiyum HaMitzvahs HaMasiyos, in fulfillment of the practical mitzvahs, Oireves L'Adam Sakana Mitzad Shrirus Liboy. There lurks a danger that comes from Shrirus Liboy, the fact that we tend to do certain things. We have proclivities, tendencies. HaMechapeses Gam B'Maaseh HaTov Lifamim Kula. So one manifestation is that sometimes we look for a kula, an unnecessary and unjustified leniency in the act. Leval Yichbad Oy LaMitzvah Yoseh Midah. So that it shouldn't be too difficult. That's one manifestation of Shrirus Alev, that the heart wants to follow its proclivities. Velifamim Chumra Lafriz Bitzdakois. Sometimes the manifestation is in seeking stringencies and to exaggerate things. And we said before that other authors use the image of a suit. A suit has to fit. If the sleeves reach only to the elbows or they're dangling beyond one's hands, it's not a suit. There's something wrong with it. Whether it's too short or too long, it's no good. It has to fit precisely. Furthermore, Bichlal HaMitzvois Mevi'a Shrirus Alev Lidei Hadgashas Oisan HaMitzvois Sheteva HaAdam Notelit Yuman. In the realm of mitzvois, this Shrirus Alev, the fact that we tend to follow our whims and our proclivities, it brings us to emphasize the mitzvois that our nature is compatible with. You remember we spoke then, the author made the point that the first mitzvah that a person is required to train himself is goes against us, because that's kiyum kibud avim and mor avim. So the Torah says kabedes avicha, it puts av first, because the tendency is to give kavoy to one's mother, and ish imoy v'aviv tirao, in yira it mentions the mother first, because the tendency is the opposite. We made that really profound point. The Torah trains us over there not to emphasize those mitzvois that we naturally tend towards, ulhaznachas mitzvos achros shenegi'ah unti alekiyuman, and to neglect other mitzvahs where we don't have a natural proclivity. That is not correct. Our obligation is to devote ourselves equally to all the mitzvahs. Then we said beyond that, a person can specialize and embellish one particular mitzvah. But this is the basic requirement to Yerei Mitzvah Yeshulam. So we discuss this in the 8th chapter, the pasuk in Mishlei Yud Gimel, that perfection is attained through the yirah that is used to approach the mitzvah. A mitzvah is to be approached with seriousness, with a sense of trepidation. Then, from each mitzvah, a person receives an additional measure of yirah and trepidation. And then what we did in the previous chapter, the mitzvahs at midiyos, those mitzvahs that apply constantly, the obligation here is to proceed gradually, slowly, through steps, ad shemagim lishlemus amal, until one achieves the perfection of the level. Mitzvas ha'alicha bidrachav, when the Torah instructs us to follow in Hashem's ways, the havis barach mechayeves is hapchus adam. Well, that obligates not merely actions, it obligates a transformation of the person, leval midayis tovois, like we said in the previous chapter, not just to avoid acts that incorporate taking revenge, but to eliminate that midah, not just to do mitzvos of chesed, but to become somebody who is ohev l'reacha kamoicha. And there's a rois al midayis rois shebatira mechayvois akiras midayis el mikirben, we started Rabbein Yoina, the einan rak isurim al ma'asim anovim midayis, it's not just prohibitions on the actions, it's the actual midos that have to be uprooted. Finally, we said in the previous chapter, Gam lekium mitzvahs, mitzvahs teshuvah bishlemus, also to fulfill mitzvah teshuvah with perfection, ra'uy shishtaneh ha'adam meikaroi. A person needs to really change fundamentally. That's all a summary of what you've done. Hinei hakdama lekium mitzvahs, a prerequisite for mitzvahs, ya yediya habirua ba'alachois. One has to know the alacha well, otherwise one cannot fulfill the mitzvah. And that's fairly straightforward. The halachos are there. One can learn them. אולם האבא כיצד נזהרים משרירוס הלב המסכנס הסקיום המצוויז בשלמוס? How does one avoid what we've been speaking about over the past few chapters? This, the tendencies of the heart, these various tendencies and proclivities that endanger, that make it difficult to fulfill mitzvahs bishlamus. That's not straightforward at all. There is hardly a Mishnah Berurah to look up in particular. Mi mar'eh lanu es darkei hamadregos b'chovos halevavos? Who can show us the various levels in chovos halevavos? Kitzad kunim midos tovos? How does one acquire good midos? V'chitzad okrim midos? How does one uproot negative midos, which we spoke about in the previous chapter? It's a requirement, but how does one do that? Even more fundamental, what is a midah? We speak about these terms, but when we come to speak about acquiring midos or uprooting and eliminating midos, what is a midah in the first place? These questions now take us in a certain direction. With these questions, we now start to trace the parameters of chokhmas musar shehi or yisekes binanim elu. Musar is that branch that deals with these inyanim. Umiskabeles hagdara birra, and we can derive a clear definition. Mao inyana shel chokhmas musar. What is the subject matter of musar? And there are 5 points. Aleph meni'as shirus alev b'kiyum ha-mitzvah, the avoidance of following our tendencies and our whims in fulfillment of mitzvahs. 2. Berur madegos ha-malos v'sagasan, clarification of various levels and how to attain them. Gimel, berur ha-midos v'vakei kniyason, clarifying what midos are and how to acquire them. Uvi uran, how to eliminate them. Dalet, teshuvah ugdareh, the parameters of teshuvah. And hey, limud ha-ir'ah, learning Yir'ah. These 5 points encompass what Musar is about, and that's in fact what the author is going on to describe next. And we thereby come to the end of Pirkei HaMitzvos. Adkan.